career.
He had a good run.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Our number three, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You are good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. You can watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN975. You missed the first 2 hours. That's some of what you missed. All available at ESPN975.com via podcast a little later in the day. So we talk sometimes about, you know, like, okay, let's stop making artificial intelligence because that brings along Terminator, right?
Right. We don't want that.
We also said let's not combine monkey embryos with human embryos.
We've said that.
We don't want Planet of the Apes. Nope. And the only person who agrees with us is a professor at Rice. You know what else we probably need to stay away from?
What's that?
Creating dinosaurs. Because
I don't think it's smart.
I don't know if you saw, but there were some movies called Jurassic Park and Jurassic World and Jurassic Tomorrow and Jurassic this and that. Well, apparently Elon Musk's partner says we could probably build Jurassic
Business Park. Partner or?
I think business partner. I don't know if it's his. No, because he's married.
He's married to Grimes and they have a weird named child.
Yeah, their kid is named
Beep, boop, bop.
Tyrannosaurus Rex or something. Yeah. I don't know. But he's the co-founder of Neuralink.
Some people are just too smart for our world, to be honest.
Well, and I think that's part of the problem. I mean, I'm saying all along, we got to get rid of the dumbs.
We got to get rid of the ultra smarts.
Yeah, too. I think in my Thanos snap, this guy's got to go.
Because honestly, the ultra smarts, there comes a time where, like, maybe it's like circular. So, like, if you come all the way to this side of the circle on ultra smart, it starts to fade into the ultra dumb. Creating dinosaurs? That's ultra dumb.
So, we could build Jurassic Park if we wanted to. It wouldn't be genetically authentic dinosaurs. Maybe 15 years of breeding. And it, well, of course, I don't know about genetically authentic, but. Okay, let's.
I hate this person.
I know. Let's just. Okay, you're basing it on a movie where everybody gets eaten.
Not everybody. Some of them get away.
Okay, so
that's why there's sequels.
Chris Pratt got away so he could be in the sequel. Fine.
And then he went to live in the space and became a guardian.
Yeah, and he's much better off now. Somebody says, "I'm first in line if they build Jurassic Park. It would be an honorable death."
I guess so.
Just think of it this way. All the people who pay money to go there, what happens to them? They're the ones that get eaten. The famous people, like the hot redhead, she doesn't get eaten. I mean, they escape.
Bryce Dallas Howard.
Is that who that is?
Yeah. Ron Howard's daughter.
Really? That's Ron Howard's daughter?
I didn't believe it either.
Boy, she... I like her.
Yeah.
She has the Fowler seal of approval. But, okay, look, can we stop doing this stuff? Please. I mean, I don't know enough about science. I do know that it just seems like everything that's happening in the world, we've already made a movie about. Maybe we should learn from the movie.
Well, let's try and, you know, turn these apes into more human-like creatures. No.
Yeah, they'll be great servants. Wait,
yeah,
what?
No, it's not good. Quit jacking with science.
Yeah, and I'm as much as I'm like Team Alien, I really do think we need to stop trying to contact aliens. I'm going to withdraw my attempts to contact them as well, because we've also seen how that movie ends. It was called Independence Day, and yes, in the end, we won, but we sure had a bunch of dead people along the way.
We have real dinosaurs. They're called caimans and crocs and alligators.
Yeah, well. And then just to make it worse, I don't know if you saw this, but like there's this baby dinosaur they think they've been getting photos of in Florida. And which means maybe these guys are already doing it and they're turning these things loose. And 10 years from now, we're going to have some Godzilla looking thing walking right down the middle of Main Street with a purposeful grimace and a terrible sound.
We might have that anyways. I think I read that Japan is starting to dump the toxic water from Hiroshima from the nuclear bomb into the ocean.
Yeah, that's another.
All right.
Another.
Here comes Godzilla.
So real Godzilla. Here's
another great idea.
Mega Shark versus Godzilla.
Again, everybody raise your hand if you've seen this movie. It's called Godzilla. And then all sorts of other Godzilla movies. And Godzuki. Let's not forget Godzuki. And this is what we're creating.
We never learn.
Humans.
Cinema is a guide, and we just ignore it.
And hip hop says, "But Fred, but wouldn't Independence Day be a good way to do your Thanos snap?" Yeah, you know what the problem with that is? Do you remember what happened in Independence Day to the city of Houston? We got nuked.
True.
And I don't know that I would survive that. Actually, I'd go out to my property and hide out there and. Because, I mean, really.
You'd maybe be okay. Maybe.
Yeah, I don't
get some fallout. Like, you might grow a third arm or something, but you wouldn't die.
I guess it depends on the wind. If, you know, yeah. Maybe the wind's blowing north, it destroys your part
but
of stuff.
But eventually, the animals you have to hunt start coming out to form, and then you have to eat them. And
yeah, I think I'd be pretty safe there, because I can't imagine the aliens would care about a little stretch in Village Mills. You know, they're too busy conquering Area 21 or Area 51. So, 713-780-ESPN. Somebody says, well, aliens blew up the White House, so not so bad. You know, that could be considered treason, sir. So why is it that I keep getting calls from this Mr. Risk? S-Pam Risk.
That, yeah.
This is annoying.
Yeah, don't answer those.
I'm not going to. It's either call. It's either that or Mr. Marketer. Those are the two I get. Anyway, I just thought I'd pass that on, that this guy's actually, and you know what? These guys are rich enough to do that stuff.
They are. That's the scary part.
I know.
Hey, Muskie, let me borrow a couple bills so I can make Jurassic Park.
Great. And Jason, I understand the hockey plays are usually early in the show, but just got out. Anything stand out tonight? One of them's already started. Sorry, that's why I gave it out at 4:15. The other one is over on Senators Canucks. Six is a number. But you're too late on the first game. So, I wish we would learn. I think you're right, man. You get so smart at some point that you become a dumb.
Yep.
Man. You know what I think I'm going to do? I'm going to create an asteroid large enough to destroy the world and point it at Earth and see if Earth people can come up with a way to stop it.
Seems legit.
And send Bruce Willis up there. Yeah.
Is it that, or is it that once you build that much of that much wealth because you've had that much success, you stop thinking about what could go wrong?
No, I honestly think like the people who are most willing to build a Jurassic Park are also like they would have some sort of magical underground bunker where they'd be safe from the dinosaurs. Like they've got it all figured out. Like, oh, well, if stuff goes really bad, we'll just take our spaceship and we'll go, you know.
Yeah, we'll go to Mars.
We'll go to the moon and we'll just hang out at our moon retreat for a little while. And then we'll come back when the dinosaurs have eaten all the people and then starved themselves out.
And eaten each other because there's nothing left.
Is this the final four of volleyball? Is that what we're watching
here? We're watching volleyball?
Hell yes.
I guess so, yeah.
Mm. Oh, yeah, the final four. It's a barn burner.
Although Kentucky had a girl that they had on camera recently that it was a good thing because they stayed with her for a while, even through the timeout and everything.
Kentucky, Washington, Wisconsin, and Texas is your final four. Hmm. I mean, I've been looking forward to this all week. So, and the Wildcats, boy, their fans are getting wild. Okay, that's enough volleyball.
They're not socially distanced there.
No, but they're all wearing masks. And
it does look like the kind of standard volleyball crowd, though. Like,
like 15 people? Yeah. You mean the kids' moms? Yeah, it does look like that.
Pretty sure there's some hockey on we can watch.
We don't get those channels.
Really?
Yeah.
When did
because
this
NBC,
channel?
NBC Sportsnet isn't showing hockey right now. They're showing old boxing matches.
Oh, that's because they're dead. That's right. That channel's going away.
Well, the channel still exists because I watched the Blackhawks Predators game on it last night. But unless they're showing a hockey game, we don't get regional hockey channels anymore.
Now that sucks. I get them on Fubo. Maybe you get Fubo
Sign
here.
Sign us up for Fubo.
Yeah. All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5, 92.5.
is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Real fun sports.
Business owners, did you know your website could be causing you more harm than good? I'm Hector Garcia, owner of SiteJab.com, a leading web design firm right here in Houston. Maybe you've taken a shot of designing the website yourself or hired somebody overseas for $100. If that's you, it's time to get your website done right with SiteJab. Call 713-999-4661, 713-999-4661, and get a custom-built website made by SiteJab.com, 713-999-4661.
Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman. Stop looking all over for high-quality windows and siding at an affordable price. Do like I did. Call Allstate Windows and Siding. Allstate Windows and Siding replaced my old windows with exemplary customer service and high-quality products. It enhanced the appearance of my house and increased the energy efficiency of my home. Take advantage of their specials right now. 25% off windows or buy 10, get 2 free. $2,000 off complete siding jobs. Home and virtual appointments available. Family run for four generations. 832-204-1936 or AllstateSidingAndWindows.com.
Are you looking for a new career? Have you always had a passion for cutting hair and making a good earning at a job that you love? Well, Texas Barber College at 8201 South Gessner and 4473 North Freeway have been helping men and women start new careers for over 58 years. Learn the skills needed to become a successful barber in less than a year. Classes start next week. Enroll now. Day and night classes are available, VA benefits accepted, and financial aid is available for those who qualify. Call 1-888-NEW-CAREER, home of the $5 haircut.
Live on the West Side? Love Italian food? I'm Chris Smith, the owner of Frankie's Pizza Kitchen here in Fulshear. I invite you and your family to join us for a great dining or takeout experience. Frankie's Pizza Kitchen is a family-owned Italian joint serving the area since 2017. We serve delicious, traditional Italian fare at very affordable prices. You'll love our pizza, but also try other items like beef stroganoff or chicken parmesan. Check out our menu today at frankiespizzakitchen.com, and we'll see you soon.
Our estimates are based on prior results, which will vary depending on your specific circumstances. We do not guarantee that your debts will be resolved for a specific amount, percentage, or within a specific period of time. Our service is not available in all states, including New Jersey, and our fees may vary from state to state.
Warning! If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears, because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You could resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be. For free, call now. 800-852-1664. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 800-852-1664. That's 800-852-1664. Or go to freedomdebtrelief.com.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And this is what our TV habits have come to since we no longer have hockey on.
This is our first volleyball match of the season, though.
Madison Lilly of...
Addison Lilly.
Is it Addison?
I think it's Addison.
No, Madison.
It Madison. Is Madison. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Get it right, Hoffman.
My bad.
5'11 setter, senior out of the University of Kentucky.
Okay.
She's really good at sports.
No, she's the cutest player on the floor by far.
Well, I haven't even seen all the girls.
But you could stop there. Like, okay, cuter than that one? Yes.
She's certainly cuter than everybody on Washington's team.
Yeah, well, that's
probably why they're winning.
If
I were a sexist, I would say the pretty girls are probably going to do better. Well, look good, play good. That's what I tell the kids on my baseball team. Look good, play good.
Volleyball comes down to...
But that's mostly to get them to wear the same uniform.
Yeah. You know, to me, it's who has the hottest tall chick usually wins.
Well, is 5'11 considered a tall chick to you?
No.
What?
No. Not for these purposes.
5'11 is tall. I don't care who you are. If you're a lady... Mm. That's a tall woman.
No, I'm talking about these 6'3", 6'4s in here.
They have two so far that I'm going through their roster. They have two women that are 6'3".
Whew, that's a little too tall for me. That's intimidating.
Mm. Yeah, I don't like the same height thing.
So 5'11 is good for you then?
Yeah, 5'11 is good. I like it. Okay, so it's now 13-12 though. Kentucky is starting to gag a little bit here.
Imagine if Kentucky goes out. I mean, who are we going to cheer for?
The nothing. There's not there. I'm not cheering anyway. I just happened to notice because the camera focused on her quite a bit for good reason. Hey, I have some good news. I think you were into Mindhunter too, weren't you? I know AJ was.
I haven't watched it yet.
Okay, well then
I love it.
Never mind. I was trying to involve you, and now I have to cut you out. Mindhunter season 3, Netflix and David Fincher are talking.
Okay. Didn't we just asked
the
other day.
Last week we talked about it, and he said like, he didn't want to do it because he didn't have the brain power to write a whole other season.
I'm really tired.
Yeah.
Do your job. Your job's to make shows, make movie, entertain me. Do your job, dancing monkey.
He just said, this is recently, he said, we lived there for almost 3 years, not year in and year out, but probably 6-7 months a year. Mindhunter was a lot for me. He said, ended up looking at what was written, decided I didn't like any of it, so we tossed it and started all over for season 2. He says, it's a 90-hour work week. It absorbs everything in your life. When I got it done, I was pretty exhausted. I said, I don't know if I have it in me right now to break season 3.
I imagine he was paid well for that 90-hour work
week. Yeah, but, you know, he's also the kind of guy who can, you know, get paid well for whatever he wants to do. But Netflix wasn't in any big hurry to bring it back.
Which is dumb. That was a good show.
Yeah, it did not do the numbers that they'd hoped it would for what they spent for it. But
I wish every show was about serial killers, to be honest.
Yeah, almost every one of them is. But
good. Let's get rid of the ones that aren't.
But now they're...
So that chess show that everybody talked about, what's it called?
Queen's Gambit.
Queen's Gambit, yeah.
Now imagine if you had that show, but there was a serial killer. It'd be better, right?
I have to admit the serial killer thing has been way overdone on Netflix lately.
No way. There's not enough.
You haven't even watched them all.
I know.
I pretty much watched them all now. And it's like now I want to go and kill people.
Do it. They'll make a movie about you and I'll be like, I knew that guy. Yeah. They probably have someone play my character.
But no one will ever say, oh, he seems so normal.
No. No. They'll say about alien sex.
Yeah, and bald Natalie Portman. Yeah, and
we knew it was coming. Yeah. That's what. And when they interview me, I'll say, I always had a feeling. I always had a feeling it'd end up like this.
But it at least now there's a glimmer of hope, the slimmest glimmer, as it were. All I can really tell you about Mindhunter is that conversations between Netflix and Fincher are ongoing. They are discussing the possibility of bringing the show back for a third season. It's still very early, but Fincher sounds more upbeat about the project.
Okay.
And that happens sometimes. You get away from it for a couple of years, which he probably needed. And you start thinking, all right.
Or you start running out of money, and you're like, man, I better do something again. That could have happened.
I'd be
excited if they would do it. I like that show.
What else? But what else has he done recently?
Lately, that's what I'm saying. He hadn't done it. When this came out, it was like, oh, David Fincher did something. I was excited.
Yeah. I mean, I've always been a big fan of his stuff.
Same.
And so I'll watch almost anything he does. It was like I was 2 episodes in before I realized he was behind that. It's like, no wonder I love it so much. But he's been okay. So, boy, you want to talk about a pretty good resume? All right, Alien 3 was his first one. Okay, 7 in 1995, The Game, Fight Club, Panic Room. I don't remember.
I do. It's Jodie Foster.
Oh yeah,
and Kristen Stewart.
Yeah,
Zodiac.
Not good. Not as good as it should have been.
It could have been better. Benjamin Button, which
I've still never seen that movie.
It's not bad. It's not, you know, it's not great. Social Network. It was pretty good.
That was a good movie. Yeah.
Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Very good.
I love that one. Gone Girl.
That was good.
And Mank.
Haven't seen Mank.
I haven't seen Mank yet either. I'm going to have to, and then for television, he did House of Cards, mm-hmm. which another one started off fantastic and then went to hell. And then Spacey got rapey. And Mindhunter. And then something called Love, Death, and Robots.
You mean House of Cards toppled like a...
Good word, toppled.
Like a house of cards. I think this guy on the line wants to talk to you.
Well, let's... Dama? Let's talk to Dama. What's up, Dama?
Sports, guy.
Sports to you.
You know, I'm not a guy. This is my first call into you guys. Love your show. Started listening after Josh here and everything. Started listening to you. I love your show. I never thought I'd call in for a horse racing question because I'm not really a horse race guy. I'm not a gambler, so there's no reason for me to watch horse racing. But my cousin called a couple weeks ago and said, hey, man, he lives out in Midland, Odessa. He said, I'm going to bring my horse to race to tomorrow and Saturday at Sam Houston. I'm like, oh, wow, okay, great. I listened to the sports show, and this guy's like a savant of horse racing, right? So I wanted to call and see if you knew the name Affinity Eagle is the name of his horse that's racing. I think he said 11 races on Saturday. And if not, what can I mean, I'm gonna go out there. So is there any other name I should look for to bet? Because it's going to be my first time. So,
Well, there'll be a free tip sheet out there that'll have all my picks on it. I remember the horse's name, but I'd have to go back and look because I hate to be evasive, but I have to do my picks on Tuesday, so I did look at all the races, and then what I'll do, like, tomorrow when I bet, is I'll go back and look again. But, he's probably in one of those Derby trial races, would be my guess, which is Saturday. They're having a bunch of Derby trial races. Quarter horses now, for those of you who are accustomed to the thoroughbreds. It is the first two nights of quarter horse racing starting tomorrow night, so we'll give a little love to them. They've been playing the ads on the station. You've heard it. And Saturday, what was the name of the horse again?
Some American
Affinity Eagle.
Affinity Eagle. Not American Eagle, not the clothing store. Affinity Eagle.
Okay. I will find him on the break here and see where I placed him.
All right.
But it is there's a bunch of trials for the big derby that they're having, and you have to the fastest qualifier. Affinity Eagle is he's raced at Zia his last two races. Not I think I have him in the top four. Last race was terrible, but he's been really consistent before that.
But you can't judge just on the last race.
Of course. What do we always say? Never be last race oriented. So yeah, I'll tell you exactly where I have him when we come back and where he is on the tip sheet.
All right, let's talk about TGS Insurance, a way to save some money on your homeowner's insurance. Switch to TGS. The average customer is saving over $900 annually. I saved over $1,000 a year when I switched to TGS, and it's such an easy process. It's very fast. All you got to do is send a text. You text the word money to 232323. They're going to ask for your address. Reply back with that, and within 15 seconds, you will have a firm and full insurance quote right there in your inbox. If you like it, great. They'll help you get switched right away. They'll get you out of your old policy, refunded on that, and they'll start you saving money right now. If you don't like it, if they can't save you money, no obligation. There's no loss. You just throw the email away and move on with your day, knowing, hey, I've got myself a pretty good rate. They only work with A-rated insurance, so you're going to get top quality insurance. You're just getting it for cheaper. You probably don't even know what you're paying. You need to look into it because you could be leaving money on the table. One more time, text the word money to 232323. Start saving today with TGS.
Warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 7750 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 7750. Enjoy.
Restrictions may apply. Plans may vary. Call for details.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. If you do own a car, truck, or SUV made from 1999 or higher, you could stop paying for car repairs. That's right. You might not have to pay a penny to have it repaired. Just call now to see if you qualify. You must have an automobile made from 1999 or higher, and all repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past. Call 800-660-1614 today and get your car protected before your next repair bill hits. That's right, total protection for your car and no more repair bills. Just call 800-660-1614 to see if your car qualifies. Call 800-660-1614. That's 800-660-1614. Never pay for car repairs again. Just call 800-660-1614. That's 800-660-1614. Again, 800-660-1614.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. So just to follow up on his question, Affinity Eagles in the fifth race Saturday night, and it is one of the trial races. I don't have my top four, but I have to tell you, in my pick three, I'm hitting the all ball in that race because anybody can win it. It's one of the worst trials of the night, so I give them a shot because I give everybody in there a shot, all nine horses. So good luck to your buddy.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, he's been racing against Statebreds in New Mexico, which, you know, decent company, but I mean, this is not a race where you look at and go, oh, I don't think he's got any shot, because I look at every single horse in here and it's like
there's no favorite in there.
There's a favorite, but he's beatable. And I mean it's just I think if you bet on him, I don't think you're wasting your money. I think that the horse has a shot, a fair shot, and will be a good price.
Okay,
so there you go.
You know what, I here's a question. A buddy of mine, do you remember the Burger Guys?
Yeah, I love that place.
So I was talking to Brandon, who was the sous chef over there at Burger Guys when they were open.
There was one down Westheimer, and then there was one downtown briefly. Yep.
And he said, you know, he's out of the burger making game now, and he was like, "What's the?" At the time, I said I thought they were the best burger in the city. I thought they just fantastic food.
Very creative with burgers. Yep. Which, yeah, there were some good ones there.
And they did breakfast cereal milkshakes, yeah, which were delicious.
Yeah, I love those.
But he said, what's the best burger in town these days? And For a while, I was like, man, I don't know. I'll have to think about it. And then I had a burger the other day, and I want you to try this burger. And you tell, like, do you have right now in your head a place, if I said, where's the best burger in town now, what would you say?
Nancy's Hustle.
Okay. Aaron?
Probably Tookie's.
Okay. There's a place on Hillcroft, like Hillcroft and 59, called Bismillah. They have a burger called the Black Mamba Burger that is mind-blowingly good. And I want you guys to go try this burger.
Okay.
And tell me if I'm insane. I think it might be the best burger in Houston.
Okay.
You can't eat there, like all their chairs are stacked up. But you can go by and grab it to go. There's one of these places by my house, a Bismillah by my house. I guess it got franchised, and they made a second location. They've got everything's exactly the same except no Black Mamba burger. The guy who owns the one on Hillcroft is like, nope. You can't take that recipe, which kind of pisses me off.
Yeah, I'll try it. To me, it's going to have to be amazing to beat Nancy's Hustle.
I mean, Nancy Hustle's is very good. Very, very good.
Have you been
yeah.
there? Okay.
Yeah.
And it's not like I'd go there, and because their menu is so good, the last thing you think is I'm going to get a burger, and then you get the burger and you're like, holy bleep.
Yep.
So I'll
Rodeo try. Goat has good burgers.
Rodeo Goat has great ones. Yeah.
But I'm telling you, it's a damn good burger. Damn good burger. So I want you guys to try that. Yeah, give me the description.
Okay, the description of the Black Mama Burger, a sizzling, juicy, minced beef patty, Philly cheesesteak, and beef gyro topped with Swiss cheese, caramelized onions, BR, and sea sauce. BR and sea sauce is a special in-house blend that will get your taste buds tingling.
Okay, I'm telling you.
That sounds interesting.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, did somebody email me the name of the place, because otherwise I'll forget it.
I mean, I can just text it to you.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. Either way.
Minnesota ruined burgers for me down here, though, because nobody here makes a Juicy Lucy, and those are phenomenal.
Okay.
I've been trying to talk any burger place I go to, just, hey, just make it. Nobody else in Houston does it. If you do it and you can perfect it, you'll make a killing.
Where do they do it?
It's all over Minneapolis.
But where do they do it here?
No one does.
Oh, okay.
I haven't found a place that does, because I keep, every time, like, I go to Tookie's or a place down by me called TJ Reed's, which is, I've tried to recommend them going down to the horse track. Or the dog track before it closed. But I've talked to both of them and been like, hey, just take the patty, open it up, put cheese in the middle, and find a way to and make it happen. Yeah, I don't know if we need to do that kind of R&D. Okay.
Yeah, my wife's done those a couple times.
Yeah, I can do them at home, but it's not as fun.
Well, if you can do them, you do them better than them then. What's wrong with that?
Start
your own food truck. Yeah.
I'd rather be here.
People in the Midwest would love you. So
no, they'd complain, just like everybody else does. It's not as good as back home.
Yeah, that's people will make really good poutine here, and my Canadian friends, it's not as good.
They just say that because they're protective.
In all honesty, it's not as good, but it's pretty damn good for where we are. But yeah, I want a burger. Thanks. I can't eat the bread right now, so I can't do it with the bread.
When are you going to be off that? When are you going to take
a
break?
I feel like I'm about 15 pounds from where I need to be.
Okay, well, you need to wait, because this burger, part of what makes it great is the bun. Like, their bun is ridiculous.
I'm looking at probably through June 1st.
Okay.
I should be there by then.
All right, well, wait on it.
So,
Aaron, you can try it now.
Yeah, Fred. I'm actually considering having it DoorDashed here.
Oh, okay.
I'm here.
Yeah, yeah.
I know Fred doesn't like it, but they've got they do garlic mayo fries, which is like a sort of a spicy. It doesn't taste like garlic or mayo necessarily.
That doesn't sound bad,
but it's a nice spicy little thing they put on their fries. Very good.
Mm. All right, I will definitely have to check that out. Yeah, it's like even that. That's one of the few negatives to this stupid diet. Like I ordered rodeo goat, but I couldn't. I mean, their buns are really good, but I'm just eating the meat.
You went bun free. Yeah,
but it's working, so I can't bitch.
One day we need to make a definitive list of, like, we all need to put our favorite pizza, our favorite burger, you know, favorite steak place, and have like a running list.
Oh yeah, that way when people ask us, yeah,
I'm for that.
I've always stood by this as long as I've been in Houston. I'll hear an argument on a lot of things. Like, there's some people who, like, there's several, four or five different places who are like, oh, they've got the best barbecue in town.
Yeah, you can make a case for a bunch.
I'll listen to it. Pizza, I think, is the same way. The one place where I think is a home run lock for its style is Thai Gourmet is the best Thai food in the city. And I've tried a bunch of it,
yeah,
and nothing's even close.
There was only one place that was better, and it's gone now. It was I used to go there for lunch two or three times a week when I worked at the Chronicle, because it was right across the corner. Can't even remember what it was called, but it was fantastic. It was this little old lady, and and you had to get there before noon because it'd be completely packed.
Yeah,
but that's that was the best I'd had until, I mean, at the time. But they're gone. So
I love Thai Gourmet.
I think. Like pizza, I always talk about. I haven't found the pizza in Houston. I found some good pizza, but that it's just nothing like going to Pie Society in San Marcos for me. I just can't get over that. And even Mexican to me, I think I've pretty much come around to it's El Tiempo or Ninfa's original.
Yeah,
and Italian. That's, you know, for as good as some of the food here is, I don't think we don't have like a definitive pizza place. We don't have a really definitive Italian place. So
the original Carrabba's,
yeah, that's pretty good.
Pretty highly regarded. Yeah, Giacomo's is pretty well received. I guess we should have had Eric Sandler on to discuss this.
Well, when we put our list together, let's get Eric to get his list together.
Yeah.
Now, I would just bet Eric's list will be fancier than our list.
Oh, yeah.
But that's good. We need some fancy in here.
Carmelo's Italian.
Pretty good.
There's a place down by me that's called Frenchie's.
The chicken place.
No. Frenchie's Italian.
Which, that doesn't make any sense.
I mean, the family is so Italian, they still have an accent. Even the ones who are around my age.
Hey, you're liking a chicken or a pizza today? Yeah.
That's what we need, because there was a place in Galveston when I was growing up that was just an old Italian family in a house, basically, and it was great. And then I don't know what happened to it. I guess they all died. And somebody mentioned, H-Town Badger mentions Nick's place. Nick's place has pretty damn good Italian food for a bar. They really do. I mean, Nick takes pride in that.
So, they make a good pizza, too.
Yeah. And
not that pizza's not Italian food, but it goes into a separate category, I think.
I want pizza so bad right now. Please stop. Talk about something keto friendly.
We'll have steak on there too. Steak and barbecue will be on there. So it'll be something for everybody. Favorite salad place? I don't know.
I don't think that one's going to make the list.
No.
I will always say China Garden's my favorite Chinese place, but I'll hear arguments for some other places, too.
You know where you can go on keto that works out pretty well for you? Kenny and Ziggy's.
Yeah.
You can get those giant sandwiches and just say no bread, and they'll just bring out like a giant pile of pastrami and corned beef on your plate.
Yeah.
Pretty nice.
Well.
I just dump a bunch of mustard on it, and boom, there you go.
Interesting. Yeah. It's the only thing I miss right now is pizza. And beer. Yeah, I miss beer. But the pizza I really miss. And I don't know why. It's just every other day I'm like, damn, I want a pizza. And I'm fine with Houston having amazing Mexican and barbecue. We weren't always amazing in barbecue.
No.
That's been the last 10 years. And seafood places. That's another one we got to do.
Asymmetric Wrist says, best steak place is my place. Well,
he brags about his steaks a lot. I'll have to try one at some point. But it also means going outside of my circle. And, yeah. Sorry, bud. That's, I've been pretty open about that. That it's hard to make me come to you. Just because I'm not leaving East Downtown. Except when we have a show somewhere, and it's not that I don't want to come try your steak. It's not that I don't want to come hang out. It's just that I don't want to die on Houston roads. So I'm not going any further than I have to when I've got everything I need in my
life. Well, I just don't go to people's houses also.
Yeah. I'm not doing that either, but I've got everything I need in my little circle over there. Why should I leave? So, guys, I've heard about the cauliflower crust pizza. I'm not going to do it.
It ain't the same.
Yeah. It's just, I haven't had it. I'm not going to say I won't try it. I'm just going to say it doesn't sound appealing to me. I'll just wait until I'm off the diet, and then I'll inhale a pizza, a real pizza. Joshua says Spaghetti Warehouse used to be fantastic. Yep. Closed down.
I feel like every big city had a Spaghetti Warehouse that's now closed down.
Yeah.
Maybe people realize you don't need a full warehouse to sell spaghetti.
I know. Maybe just a smaller place.
Just like a normal size restaurant would be good.
Yeah. Yeah, I like this idea. I tell you what, we'll have to, maybe after we get past the draft.
Yeah, there'll be some downtime during the summer where we can do it.
Yeah,
we can even dedicate one day or one, like one day a week where we do a different type of food and just stretch it out over the summer.
Yeah. All right. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5, 92.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Support the Houston Fire Department when you purchase any of the Firehouse Series coffees from Cat's Coffee. Go to catscoffee.com and check out their locally roasted coffees for a cause. Use promo code ESPN20 for 20% off. Order now at catscoffee.com.
My battery died, and I didn't feel comfortable taking my car anywhere.
When you need any car repair, big or small, RepairSmith brings the shop to you. We do the work in your own driveway. It's the easiest and safest way to repair your car.
RepairSmith replaced my battery, checked out my fluids, filters, everything, all while masked and gloved. And the bonus? It was extremely affordable. Wow, what a great service.
RepairSmith mechanics are fully certified and have over 15 years of in-the-field experience. Schedule your appointment today and get your free quote. No surprises, no extra fees.
Taking your car to the shop is a thing of the past. Thanks, RepairSmith.
Find out why hundreds of car owners in Houston are servicing their vehicles with RepairSmith. Take control over your time and get your car serviced from the comfort of your own home. To get a free quote or to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code RADIO. That's RepairSmith.com, code RADIO. RepairSmith.com, code RADIO.
For those special life cycle moments, engagements, anniversaries, milestones, and birthdays, Zadok Jewelers has you covered from A to Zadok. With an unrivaled selection of loose diamonds, bridal and fine jewelry, over 25 Swiss watch brands, and fine crystal. Enjoy true personal guidance from the Zadok family and expert staff. From fine jewelry and timepiece repair to custom designed jewelry and complete watch overhauls, our on-premise master jewelers and expert watchmakers have you covered from A to Zadok. Experience Zadok Jewelers at Post Oak and San Felipe or at Zadok.com. Remember, they're jewelry stores, and then there's Zadok's.
Houston's newest Brazilian steakhouse, Casa do Brasil, offers a new way to lunch in the heart of the Galleria. Our gourmet salad bar features over 40 items served fresh daily. Enjoy unlimited fresh seafood, gourmet cheeses, specialty cured meats, countless vegetables, soup and salad options, and a variety of authentic hot side dishes. You can also add our traditional churrasco option featuring USDA prime beef, pork, chicken, and lamb, all served tableside. See the full menu at CasaDoBrasil.com, located at Sage in West Alabama.
You know when it comes time to buy a new vehicle that I'm going to steer you over to my friends at Gulf Coast Chevrolet Buick GMC. And listen, they're just simply the best. And this month, let me highlight the 2021 GMC Terrain. This is a great-looking SUV with a tremendous offer. Right now, you can get $4,500 purchase allowance on most models and get another $500 cash allowance when you finance through GMC Financial. So get down to Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC in Angleton and find them online at LanceZCars.com. GMC, we are professional grade.
Business owners and project managers, when it comes to your buildings and their roofing systems, let Fitz Roofing bid on your next commercial roofing project. Fitz Roofing is a professional commercial roofer you can trust. Learn more at FitzRoofing.com. That's F-I-T-Z Roofing.com.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Just realized it's the last segment.
I know. It kind of ran up on us.
Yeah.
Quentin, you have something to say about the spaghetti warehouse or the fact that you don't need a full warehouse for spaghetti?
I do, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. Man, I thought, you know, before today, I thought food poisoning was a real thing, but it turns out it is as legitimate as COVID, and it's not a fake thing.
Okay, at Spaghetti Warehouse?
So at Spaghetti Warehouse, yeah, we have something in the works. It's about a 10-minute walk from the Astros Stadium, so... kind of a teaser for our listeners, but we do have something in the works, and it's going to be something awesome. It's going to be one of the biggest sports bars downtown, so just thought I'd shed some light on that.
All right. Well, I feel like maybe the guy was trying to get a plug for his new bar that's opening up. Is that what he's doing?
I guess so. He told the intern that he worked here. I don't know a Quentin that works here, though, so at least off the top of my head. As insulting as that may be.
Sorry. And also... I didn't get the joke.
I missed it as well, but that's all right.
Yeah.
Off
and on Hollywood?
Yeah, let's do that. Let's start with... Let's start with NFT. Eminem is getting into the NFT market. He's selling his first one following the SNL parody sketch of Without Me. The sketch had Pete Davidson using the rapper's iconic song to explain how NFTs work. And now Eminem is going to sell his first NFT following that sketch. So they basically used... maybe you can find the clip.
Yeah, I'm on it.
But Davidson's in the video, and he's like he got a Batman costume on, and he basically parodies the track. And now Eminem decided, well, this is a good time for me to start selling some stuff. Shared a tweet from NFT marketplace Nifty Gateway revealing that Eminem's first NFT is going on sale Sunday, April 25th. What do we think it will go with? Or it'll go for, because we've talked about some of these basketball moments are like, you know, $4,000, $5,000. It's like, what? How much will this sell for? What's your guess? An Eminem NFT.
I barely know what an NFT is, man.
Well, you got to watch the parody, I suppose.
I mean,
you'll hear it on the way out.
Guess who might be getting out of prison a little bit early? You'll be glad to know, Joe Exotic.
Oh, God. They've got to do season two, so clearly they got to get him out of there.
And guess who might be helping him get out of prison?
That bitch Carol Baskin.
That bitch Carol Baskin? What? Guys, hey, man, that. The Tiger King, who's been locked up, says he plans to take an offer from Carol Baskin and her husband in a bid to serve less time behind bars. It is time for Carol and Howard to put up or shut the hell up because I'm accepting their offer. He's in the Federal Medical Center in Fort Worth, Texas. He says, I'm going to take it one step further than that, okay? It is time to get on the phone with President Biden or whoever they need to that they've got in their little financial pocket and say, hey, Joe is willing to support a big cat bill to help protect cats in America from being exploited, but we need to keep our end of the deal and get Joe a pardon because he wasn't really about murder for hire or shooting live tigers. This was about exploiting Joe to support Carol's agenda. So there's the offer on the table, all right? The Baskins recently vowed they'd help Joe get out of prison if he agreed to support the Big Cat Public Safety Act, a law seeking to end private ownership of big cats, which the couple is leading. Do you think Joe Exotic will get out of prison early?
No.
And if he does, do you think he will try to murder that bitch Carol Baskin?
I don't think he'll try it again.
You think that once was enough?
Yeah, yeah. I think you get, you know, you shoot your shot, well, literally, and you miss. Hey, yeah. I don't think he's getting out though. I don't think Biden's pardoning him.
A little more Netflix news. You talked about the possibility of Mindhunter coming back. Well, there's some other shows that may be coming back. The Witcher.
Yeah, there's season two's coming on that. That's official.
You. There's a show called You.
Yeah, I tried that. It didn't work for me.
And Cobra Kai apparently all suffered from COVID-19 delays, but it looks like they're finally going to get underway, and all will be wrapping up for Netflix late 2021, early 2022.
Cobra Kai is so bad that I can't stop watching it.
I've never watched it. I've said before, like, I think Karate Kid is one of the most overrated movies.
Well, imagine they're grown up and they still have the same teen angst, and now they have teenagers with a bunch of angst. It really is awful, and yet I can't stop watching it. I can't explain it.
And a little late, but we don't do Hoffman on Hollywood. We didn't do it on 420 this year. But Rolling Stone made a list of the 40 greatest stoner albums of all time.
Ooh.
And some of it is like, you know, Wilco and like Trey's favorite band, Beach House, is on the list at number 38. I'll just go through some of the ones that you may be aware of. Let's see. The Flaming Lips. Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots. Dr. Dre, The Chronic, comes in at number 28.
Okay.
Number 27, Miles Davis, Bitches Brew.
Okay.
Number 26, Outkast, Aquemini.
Okay.
Let's see. My Bloody Valentine. Trey only listens to Pothead music, huh?
Interesting.
They're at number 22 on the list. I think that's all of Trey's favorite bands that made the list. A band that was recently up for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Kraftwerk, made the list. And here's your top 10. Well, I'll go number 11. Wu-Tang Clan, Enter the Wu-Tang, 36 Chambers is number 11. Beck, Mellow Gold is 10.
Okay.
Bob Marley, African Herbsman is number 9.
Okay.
Animal Collective, Merriweather Post Pavilion, 8. Grateful Dead, Live Dead is 7. Radiohead, Kid A, 6. Beatles, Rubber Soul, 5. Beastie Boys, Paul's Boutique, 4. Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon, 3. Portishead, Dummy, 2. And Jimi Hendrix, Axis, Bold as Love, number 1.
Can't really argue with the...
You'll allow it?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. And that, friends, is Hoffman on Hollywood.
All right. That went by fast. This week is flying, man. We got one more tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow we get Friday.
Yeah. All right. Great job, Aaron. Great job, AJ. Although, Aaron, I'm going to ask you to stick around to work with Patrick Creighton at 7 o'clock tonight. Creighton's on his way in here. Everybody enjoy their evening. Till tomorrow, stay sportsy, bitches.
Son, I didn't understand a word you just said.
Hey, thanks.
That is not a compliment.
Ah, I disagree.
I actually see what you're saying, young man. We are aware of NFTs, and they
Excuse
are currently...
Excuse me. I can break it down for you.
I'm sorry, are you Morpheus from the Matrix film series?
No, but I do have pills if you need some. Anyway, the thing about NFTs is... Now I'm fungible. Yes. It's a rhyme for the eating lunchable. I'm fixing Colin Jones's face. Very punchable. Digital images. Is he my doing scrimmages? Or I'll pick up a note with the Nintendo Dictionary. ESPN. 97.5.